Godiologist, a God-ordained individual who studies and facilitates the will of God, sharing God's grace and mercy all throughout the nation, meeting people where they are, and seeing them for who God has called them to be. God can and will use anybody. My duty is to bring the beauty by bringing the inner you out of you. I'm Brittany C. Benson, the founder and CEO of My Inheritance Ministries, LLC, where we exemplify humanity at home and abroad. My duty is to bring the beauty by bringing the inner you out of you. You would be surprised how many people question what kind of physician I am. They look at me like I'm crazy. When you know who you are and whose you are, you're not easily moved, and that doesn't bother you because your character speaks for itself. But if you notice in the word Godiologist, God is spelt in all caps. If you also notice, Dr. Brittany is spelt like never before. My name is Brittany. However, I have Dr. Brittany ran together. Dr. Brittany is spelled D-R, meaning God, Brit, B-R-I-T-T, which is short for Brittany, K-N-E-E, meaning I'm on my knees, not just for me, but for the nation. I'm Godiologist Dr. Brittany, and that's the word God gave me. Many people have caused so much headache behind this name. It has even ruffled feathers. It's not what they call you, but what you answer to. My credentials come from God. All my help comes from God. It's not what they call you, it's what you answer to. My credentials requires only a heart for God's people. Meeting people where they are and seeing them for who God has called them to be. I'm telling you, when you know who you are and whose you are, you're a threat to society. Hello there, I'm Brittany C. Benson, and I'm from North Alabama. I'm the founder and the CEO of My Inheritance Ministries, LLC. I'm a mother of two little girls, Carson and Kaisley. I'm also a special needs mom. Kaisley was born with a rare syndrome, causing her to be born blind, deaf, and severely autistic. This syndrome is called iridogonioagenesis. Glory be to God, Kaisley is doing everything that the doctor says she would not be doing, except for seeing. Not because she has a praying grandmother and great-grandmother, but because she has a praying young mother who really and truly believe. April the 11th, 2011, God told me, I gave you this baby to bring non-believers to Christ, not ever knowing what he meant. We have been wrongly evicted, wrongly discriminated against and thrown out of the school district and so much more. Again, it's not what they call you, but what you answer to. Kaisley will see soon enough. However, God shared with me Kaisley's blind for the moment so I can see my way spiritually through. I once was blind, but now I see.